What about them jumps off the page that tells you they can contribute right away versus being a project?
Oh, I don't know if anything jumps off the page. I just can tell you that exactly. I think, you know, there's a bunch of different angles we come out of. We kind of want to find out how much they love the game and passion, if that comes out of them. And then we do a thing where we have a bunch of clips from their past season, and we'll talk to them about, can you tell us what this play is, and just kind of see their overall football knowledge and how specific they can. And there's guys that might know what their responsibilities are, and there's other guys that may know what all 11 guys can do. So those are some of the things that maybe give you a hint as like how fast they're going to acclimate to what we're going to ask them to do.
How has it been with Ted the past month now that he's back to scouting?
Excellent. He cracks a lot more jokes at me like I used to do at him. So it's been really good. I can't tell you how important it is and just how much it's been for me to have somebody who's sat in that chair, somebody that you know, I care about quite a bit, to be able to walk you through a little bit. It's been excellent.
You've mentioned energy. What is Ted's energy? Have you noticed a change in him? I ran into him in the hallway after the news conference, and he looked like a different guy. He'd just come back from Texas, obviously. Yeah. But is there a different level with him? Do you notice some relaxation, or what changes, I guess, would be the easiest way?
I don't know if I notice a whole lot different, but I see him a little bit differently than you guys see him most of the time. I think, you know, he loves this process, and it's been really nice having him.
Fans are wondering how your free agency policy will be different. It sounds like it won't be that drastically different from Ted.
Yeah, I think it's hard to be drastically different just because of the constraints that the salary cap and everything. But, I think we've tweaked some things about how we approach it from a process standpoint. And, we'll see. It's we're about to hit it here in a couple weeks. And we're excited and we're ready to be aggressive. And, like, our big thing is let's be exceptionally prepared to pull the trigger if the right opportunity presents itself, you know. And I think we're on the way to that. So I'm excited. You know, I don't think we're going to size 15 guys. But if we could nab a couple guys that could really help our team, I think we'd be willing to do that.
Right. You mentioned over at the podium, the process doesn't change for you, but mm-hmm. ultimately you're the person putting the pick up there at the end.
Correct.
What type of timetable in your experience does the GM want to be on to kind of know what his draft board is?
Oh, I don't, you know, in my experience watching Ted go through it and just being a part of it for the last 20 years it's constantly changing. There's more information that comes in, and I think you have to make sure you have an open mind when that new information comes in. I don't think you can close it off until you get probably that week before the draft is when, you know, then all of a sudden you want to kind of start shutting it down and not let things kind of spook you at all, you know, like the false information that starts flying around during that time of the process. This week and then the next month and a half are exceptionally important to continue to acquire. Like we tell our guys, it doesn't stop when we come off the road in the fall. I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done to finish, to make sure we know exactly who these guys are. So, it's a constant movement thing. You know, just I'll say this, Denver usually moves that drastically, but there's always some.
Brian, when I asked you about Aaron's contract situation in there, mm-hmm. you said the Kirk Cousins deal and some of the other ones won't impact what you do.
Yeah.
How can you say that? And no, I mean, you see how it impacts the market.
Sure.
And obviously,
sure.
He's at the top of the heap. So
right.
How does that, in your mind, not impact what you guys do?
Well, I'll say this. My comment was more, it's not going to impact our desire to keep Aaron.
Well,
But yeah, obviously, certain the numbers always affect things. You know, the market always affects it that way. But from, you know, our perspective of wanting to make sure that we keep the best player in football happy in our team, that's not going to change.
How would you characterize the discussions you guys have had on this so far? I know Mark said yesterday, you know, some progress has been made. I don't know what that means, but mm-hmm. what have the discussions been in your terms?
Yeah, I'm not going to get a whole lot into our discussions with players and their contracts, other than to say that, you know, I think we have a great relationship. We've had a great relationship with Aaron, the Packers have, and that will continue.
Does the Eagles winning a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback change anything about your view of the value of a backup quarterback?
No, I think we've always valued it, so it doesn't really change my view of it. I think it's you don't see it happen very often. It's been, you know, very few times in history that's happened, but it doesn't change our view. The quarterback position and the level of quarterback play on your team is always, you know, very, very important, so I don't think it changes how I look at it.
Would you be okay if Brett's your guy going into next year?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, yeah, he's a growing young player in our system, and, and at that position, that's very important, so, yeah.
Brian, so for 20 years with Ron and with Ted, it was yourself, but this class of guys like John and Scott,
mm-hmm.
Reggie and all. But now with the exit of Elliott mm-hmm. and Alonzo, I'm not sure fans or the rest of us know who's there to help you
sure,
now. I mean,
sure.
You've got a younger staff now, don't you?
Well, it's funny. I don't know if we really do. I think it's, you know, there's some names that people may know in the media, like Alonzo and Elliot. And it was tough to see those guys go, not only from, you know, guys that are good scouts, but then, you know, their personal relationships there. But there's guys like John Wojciechowski, who has 22 years of experience in this business now, is now handling our pro side. And then John Eric Sullivan, who's got, I think, 14 or 15 years experience on the road in the Southeast where I came from. So I obviously know, so I feel really comfortable with those guys. And we got a whole staff of guys that if you go look through it, I mean, these guys, you know, have been 6, 7, 8 years in this business. So I'm excited. It's been really, really refreshing kind of going through this process and then just feeling so good about those guys and the roles that they're in now.
Has the weight of this job hit you yet? I mean, you've been training for this for 20 years, or does that come around probably draft night when you're that air traffic controller?
You know, there's little moments here and there, but for the most part, I'll tell you what, it's this is the part, as a scout, this is an exciting time, this is fun. So probably not, you know, it probably will be more during those times that you talked about, whether it's free agency or the draft, you know, where it's, you know, you gotta pull the trigger, you know, that's important. So yeah. There'll probably be more at that time.
Brian, you talked about the issue with the veteran players and maybe salary cap type considerations out there. How will the evaluation decision be made? Say, for instance, Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson. Mm-hmm. How will you approach that in general terms to reach a decision?
Well, it's a big puzzle, and everything kind of affects everything else, right? So as we go through and the information comes in and we kind of get to the closer to the free agent market, we'll kind of have an idea of what, you know, is out there, what we can do. Those guys are really good players. We don't want to let them walk out the door, but they're, you know, it's about the team and trying to field the strongest team that we can. So that's how we'll approach it, and we're kind of excited to get after it, and we know how important it is, and this week's a big part of that.
Is it nice in your first draft that you have some flexibility with your dozen picks and your highest since 09?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've always kind of operated with the more the better, and getting the, especially now that you can trade the compensatory picks, it gives you a lot of ammunition to kind of move around the draft and maybe be a little bit more aggressive where you think the board is stronger. So, I mean, we're excited. I mean, you can't have enough.
You're going to be doing a lot of interviews, talking to kids. What are you looking for to let them know or let yourself know that they are Packer people?
And we touched on it a little bit earlier. I think, one, you know, we'd like to find out how much they love to play the game. It's a hard game, you know, and if you don't love it, there'll be times where maybe you think of something, doing something else. So, passion for the game is huge for us. And then just, you know, just to kind of, we call it wiring, but it's just, you know, how they go about their business. Are they willing to be a pro? Are they willing to sacrifice the time and all the effort and play through things that are sore? You know, I mean, those kind of things. You're trying to kind of figure out that. Like, is it going to be a number one priority in their life? And so those are some of the things we're trying to come to the conclusions on.
How easy has it been for not just yourself being new, but a lot of you, new defensive coordinator, offensive mm-hmm. coordinator, to everybody get on the same page on what you're looking for statistically with the guy to draft and come in?
You know, our process, like I said, is probably not going to change a lot. That's, you know, that's kind of under our umbrella, so we're going to kind of stick with that. We've had some really productive meetings with the coaches and kind of about how they see how they're going to play. The one thing about Mike Pettine and his staff is that they seem very, very flexible. Like, if we find players that maybe aren't a perfect fit, but that are going to help our football team, they'll find a way to make them productive. So, you know, those conversations will take place, you know, between now and free agency and the draft, and we'll try to put it all together and make it work.
Brian, we've heard with Mike's system that you have to have smart players. What does that mean? Because nobody's looking for dumb players.
Right.
What does that mean to you, and how does that translate to his defense, I guess?
Yeah, you know, when we talk about that, it's football smart, right? And there's all kinds of – and, like, it's guys that really understand the game and are mentally quick enough to make changes on the fly, because that's really important, whether it's in-game, halftime, adjustments, those kind of things. You know, things can get complicated, and if you don't have the ability to process and then, you know, react instinctively – it can be, you can look slower than your actual physical gifts are. So to me, that's a lot of it, is matching that up, is their physical gifts and then their mental quickness that will allow those physical gifts to take over.
Do you see that when you watch tape, and do you augment that by your discussions? Can you tell a guy's football smart in your discussions?
Yeah, both. It's I think it all comes together. I mean, you can kind of tell on tape if a guy plays instinctively and reactively. And then when you get into a room with him and he starts talking about his defense and what he sees and what's going on in their defense, you can tell if he's just playing instinctively backyard football, or if he actually knows that defense inside and out, knows what has to happen. So it's a collective thing.
Do those discussions get turned over to Mike then in these interviews? Does
sure.
Mike Pettine take care of all that for you?
Well, we'll have the position coach, the coordinator, our scouts. There's a bunch of guys in that room that go through that. So.
Thank you, guys.
Have the Packers always played video clips when you're interviewing players?
Yes.
You've always done that?
Well, I'd say for the last 10 years or so, maybe
technology.
More.
Technology.
Yeah, right.